Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Welcome to the Woodbird Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book. The improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
Do this to people's brains, or can we? Welcome to Off Book, the improvised musical podcast.
That one is Zach Reno.
That one's Jessica McKenna playing the brain melting tunes of Scott Passarella, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings.
Brett Morris, that feeling when the chord hits, and
you're not dreaming, but she is a dream.
Bam, bam. Oh, ooh, Dana Wicked's on the stickings. Hustling out and once again,
crashing all the drums, singing out.
Welcome to a family band, whatchamacallit episode.
True family band. The band's,
the band's all back
here.
Together.
Dana's got a microphone. Look at that.
Hi.
Hi. Boy, we missed you. You also can't see this. You'll see it eventually. We all look, Jessica, how did you put it? We all look like we're in a pandemic.
Dana looks like she's in a music video.
I do have sweats on top and bottom.
But she's in just
it's
like
artsy sweats.
Yeah, artsy red light curtains, drums, very cool. Very cool. I mean, Brett, you look like you're a musician because you have
fine.
So many things around you.
We've talked about Brett so much. Brett's
and
fine.
Here's what I also love. Scott, what a good dad. He has a Shapes poster. You know, if you haven't noticed.
That's for him.
That's for Scott. Here's what you got to know about Scott. Great at piano, brilliant, kind man. But one time I was like,
"Crush his shapes."
Doesn't hit shapes out of the park.
I figured this is a time where I'm like, I can go back and I can like start at the beginning and have someone to ride along with. So like, yeah. We're learning the shapes together.
Remember that 2 seconds where I thought maybe Brett's the one we go after in this episode, and it's very clearly Scott and his shapes. How could it ever
now,
be
now, to be fair, I introduced it as what a good dad to Lucy. We have shapes posters, you know, like you were like, Scott.
And then Brett was like, no, let me take this dagger.
Oh,
and put
Brett.
I saw where Zach was going with it and I redirected the
dagger. All right.
Mission accomplished. Brett's smart as hell. Scott doesn't even know shapes and it's wild.
Can we get some of that shape music?
Can I say that I actually, as a person that doesn't read music super well, I do play piano in terms of shapes. I don't know how else to describe it than that, but like chords are shapes to me and notes are shapes to me and shapes set your brain free and it's all shapes to me. Who am I following? Who is the shape king? That's great. Yeah. Don't stop. When a shape stops, is it a shape? If a shake stops, is it a shake? What kind of milkshake would you make? If he doesn't bake, Is he a baker still? On a baker's hill? Does he still feel a baker's thrill?
The shape of things, if a thing's a shape. Oh, oh, what's the shape of things when the thing's a shape? Oh, I got topiaries, that's a bush, that's a shape. And make no mistake, it's also a rake. I put my plant in the shape of a rake, cause I don't like plants to succumb to rakes. And that rake, what is it, fate? I stepped on that rake and oh, splate. It's splate on my face. I stepped on that rake and now I have its shape. It's shape in my face.
You made a mistake and now your face got raked. Your face got raked and now you've got a splate face. And you're now all over the place. What does it mean? Are you a mace? A mace? What shape is a mace? A little cylinder with a ball in a place? Put them together and they make a mace. You stepped on a rake, you got splate face.
Oh, oh, what's the shape of things when the thing's a shape? Whoa, whoa.
What's the shape of thing when the thing's a shape?
You should know the shape of things is a play, but we're not here to talk about the play today.
Is it Neil LaBute? I think it's cute. Is it Neil LaBute? I might have to refute the shape of things about an art project. Oh, whoops, I'm talking about that play. And Zach says we don't need to talk about that play at all today.
Today's about squares and trapezoids, like a square that got scratched and got annoyed.
I have to stop immediately, have to stop this song. This song is about a hexagon. Six on the side, side of six. Doing flips, doing tricks. Two more is an octagon. One less is a pentagon.
24 is a dodecahedron that I know from the book The Phantom Tollbooth. And a book's a shape and a shape's a thing.
What about a parallelogram? What is that? Can you understand? It's when any two lines are parallel. What's on the other side? You can't tell.
Oh, oh, oh. What's the shape of things when the thing's a shape? Oh, oh, oh.
What's the shape of things when the thing's a shape?
Speaking of which, here's a game. I will say the thing.
Great.
And you will say the shape.
Yes.
And you will become a shape if you make even one mistake.
Okay.
A ball.
Sphere.
A watermelon.
Oval.
A eggplant. Is an eggplant a plant? Can you get it through your head? Can you even understand? Why is an eggplant purple when a purple is not an egg? And what is the shape of human legs? Whoa, whoa. What's the shape of things when the things are shaped? Things when the things are shape. And now we're gonna fetch Jess back from the void.
I have to say that was the most voided I've ever been. That was so far gone. That was not even regular Jamulus. Like, that was complete and utter. I think I turned into a shape.
You had an internet shape hiccup.
That was the most intense one I've ever vibed through. Wow. That it was like a full. The sound was this.
For how long? Because you were doing choruses.
Well, just from when I stopped singing.
Oh.
Till the end.
Felt like an eternity, but it also actually wasn't that long.
Yeah.
And also, what is time?
What is time? That was a really bad one, though. That was
Brett. What's in that cup? Brett, what's in that cup?
This is our segment now, called Brett's
Brett, what's in that cup? Why does it take so long to answer? Why are you thinking of a lie?
Scott doesn't know shapes. this is coffee, actually.
Why did it take you so long?
I don't know. He made me feel defensive.
I was aggressive about the way that I asked.
Yeah.
Sometimes
felt
I'm
like
aggressive.
A pop quiz.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But even so, it shouldn't be that hard to answer what's
you're
in
right.
the cup.
It's black coffee.
Cool.
Ooh, that's pretty cool. Hot?
Not anymore.
All right.
Yeah.
You gotta get yourself an insulated cup, man.
You gotta get yourself a Yeti. Either the cup or a big furry friend to hold on to that for you, keep it warm. You think that's why they call it Yeti?
Yeah, definitely.
I'm shocked we haven't made Wally do that.
Oh, yeah.
Why doesn't your dog?
He can curl
he's
up
like a mini Yeti.
Around the cup.
Yeah.
You know?
Please use your pup as a cup warmer.
A dream is a wish your heart makes. A dog is a mini Yeti.
My dog is a mini Yeti. When it's fast asleep, 'cause when it dreams, that pup thinks it's in the ice rink. A dog is a tiny Yeti. Just don't spill the liquid on the dog, because when your dog is wet and steaming, he'll be a little meanie.
When he comes true.
Perfect. And that's why we let Weird Al do what Weird Al does, and we do what we do.
To be fair, I think he takes time.
I don't think so. I think it's all off the dome.
You're right. He's brilliant.
I think he was just like Albuquerque.
Hey, listen.
Oh, interesting. Jess is about to drop a segment that even she doesn't know.
Okay, this segment is called...
Scott, can we have a drum roll music, please?
Or can we have a drum roll?
I'm here.
No. Dana? No. Scott, can we have drum roll music, please? I guess I'm a bully this episode. Scott, stop. That was terrible. Dana, do drum roll music, please.
And now, a segment called 20 Questions.
Okay.
Hey, welcome, welcome, welcome.
Step right up
past the candy corn and beyond the corn dog, through the turkey leg hall of mirrors. It's 20 questions. I'm thinking of a famous person, dead or alive, and you get to figure out who it is through a series of yes or no questions.
Oh, question number one. Is it a vampire?
No.
Question number two.
Yes.
Is it Superman?
No.
Question number three. Is it...
Like, why is Brett doing a drum roll? Dana should get her drum rolls.
We wasted so many
there
questions.
There we go. Question three. You're on question three.
Three.
Is it... two vampires?
No.
Is it a man?
Yes.
Is it a man who turns into a bat?
No.
Okay, what are we on, six?
Yep.
Okay.
I think we'll say we are.
Is it an old man?
No.
Is it hard to answer that question because he's immortal, because he's undead?
No.
Okay. What are we on? Nine?
Eight.
Eight.
Nine. Eight.
Is it a fictional person?
No.
Is it a real vampire?
No.
Okay.
Okay. This is question 11.
Okay. We're going to get it. Don't worry. What was your answer to a real person? Is this person famous from pop culture?
Yes. 12.
Anyone else can chime in. Is it someone on this call?
No.
Are they hidden?
No.
Do they have a reflection? Can we not see them? Are they outside the house because we didn't let them in because they're a vampire?
No.
Okay.
Do they feel bad about garlic?
No.
Is it Emeril, Chef Emeril, because he loves garlic so much?
Nope.
Is it an actor?
Yes. And now you're out of questions. Can you play me a song?
Let's play 20. Okay.
Play me a song?
We're going to get back to this.
No. Play me a song. Play me a song. I'm going to reveal it for you. Woo. Great. This is a man. This is a man. He is not in your house right now, but not for the reason that you understand. You'd invite him in, you'd say, sit down. You wouldn't worry about garlic. You'd say, hey, welcome into my house. I like you without a doubt. Ray Romano. It's Ray Romano, Ray Romano. He is not a vampire.
Everybody loves Raymond when he's on your TV. When he's hanging around upside down from a tree.
Which is being a sports writer with his parents across the street. Could meet Ray Romano. Ray Romano. He's not a vampire. He's just a man. Oh, Ray Romano. Ray Romano. Just a regular average man.
Not so average when he comes into the vocal booth to voice characters for Ice Age and Ice Age 2.
Sure.
But he can't come in the vocal booth unless you invite him in the vocal booth. And if there's a two-way mirror, then you can't see him, but he can see you because he's right. The age that he is 700 years old.
Well,
because he is a vampire.
Look out for Ray Romano. Possibly a vampire.
Not possibly Ray Romano.
Could his Emmy count get any higher? Ray Romano.
Also from the Big City. This has been 20 questions. Everyone does love him.
You know that I'm on a big Phil Rosenthal kick.
We got to feed Phil.
I love him. I love him. And I'm not afraid to say it.
All right.
I love him very much. And his show, Somebody Feed Phil.
Morgan is crying behind you. Just pounding his fist on the table. Saying, why did Phil Rosenthal steal my wife from me? Mr. Steal Your Girl, Phil Rosenthal. Mr. Steal Your Girl, Phil Rosenthal. Look over him in your bedroom or a hall. Thing about, so please give me a second, Jessica.
Born in New York.
There it is.
Has a brother, Richard. He starts by trying to act. He's a college boy living on a few dollars, and it doesn't work out, he starts to cry and holler. But he thinks, oh no, maybe this could be right. Maybe instead I'll write a comedy sitcom writer who's climbing the ladder.
And then he gets another plan, because he is a handsome man, and he's out on the dance floor moving like Michael Jackson in the sequel to Bad Batter.
Mr.
Steal your girl, Mr. Rosenthal. Mr. Steal your girl.
Catch them all.
He's got to catch them all.
Mr. Steal your girl, Phil Rosenthal.
Because to Phil, every woman is a Pokemon. He's got to catch all of the women till the women are gone.
He's got so many skills, from TV writing to harmonica. His number one girl, of course, his wife Monica.
But he won't stop there. He's out on the dance floor, and he's moving like a Phil Rosenthal has never danced before. And everyone, all the women and also the men, their eyes are locked and their bodies move close to him. To steal your girl, Phil Rosenthal. Mr. Steal your girl, Phil Rosenthal. When he's out there doing his thing, you can't resist his siren's call. It's Mr. Steal your girl, Phil Rosenthal. Gonna be the very best, like no.
Somebody please feed Phil. I just want to say.
Okay. All right.
No, nothing. I just want to say. Now okay. Here's what I want to say.
That's okay.
I have a
segment if you don't want to.
Okay, no, all I was going to say was something very just like technical in the weeds.
Okay.
Which is that I feel like you did a thing that I try to do on this show sometimes, but then I often will retcon it, which is like sometimes structurally, you got to start with the chorus.
Yeah. And as I was doing it, I was like, I think this is the chorus.
Yeah.
And we never do this.
I try to do it a lot because.
And I always mess it up.
No, I mess it up because I go. Nobody thinks that's the chorus. Let me do a different one.
And then I mess it up.
No, it's never you. It's
at what point do I mess it up? Though?
Never, buddy.
But you're so good at this.
I go like, that wasn't clear. No one's going to think that was the chorus. So let me just actually, but I'm really happy we did that time because I'm like, sometimes.
The first thing out of your mouth is the game we were just talking about. Why would we?
You think anyone's going to beat Mr. Steel Yorker? I mean, that was a great hook.
Thank you. As I was doing it, I realized there's a second level. And guys, this is why you tune in for the Family Band. We're gonna break it down for you a little bit.
That was me pulling back the curtain. The curtain is made of
beads.
Tiny birds.
And beads and birds. It's a bead bird curtain.
The beads and the birds. What a hard conversation to have with children.
I was gonna say, when did your parents tell you about the bees and
the
beads and the birds?
Very young. Very young and very technical. I was like 4 years old and it was like a book. Because there was already so many questions.
And they were like, look.
I mean, it was like a book for children. It wasn't like the joy of sex. It was like, and here's the deal.
These birds are going to get freaky with these beads.
Nope.
Now, in this metaphor, are birds and bees, forget beads. Beads is an off-book thing. I'm going to put that aside for a second. We're talking about the birds and the
bees.
Put
the beads on the shelf. Oh, no, they're rolling everywhere.
Oh, no. Now you're on the ground and it's
put
so sexy.
Put them in a mason jar.
Now it's so sexy because you let all the beads on the ground. Put those beads in a mason jar, you maniac. A mason jar? Is that what I said?
Put it in your mason jar. I only know James Mason because of Eddie Izzard.
Eddie Izzard.
God, who's James Mason. Jeezy crazy. Sorry.
Listen to her standing up, dressed to kill.
I'm out of my mind right now.
That's what this show is for.
Yeah.
And I have forgotten the thing I was going to say. It was about how Scott was going to have to realize that the first thing he was playing was the chorus, which is also not the way we usually structure stuff just because we normally don't do it. But he did it because he's brilliant and great. And I'm sure that Dana and Brett were playing great stuff too, and I'll hear it in the final edit and just not now.
We started with the bridge.
We started with the bridge, which is
take it to the bridge.
Like we started at the bridge.
Why are all these beads everywhere?
So are birds and bees having sex with each other?
The birds and the bees?
Yeah.
I don't know where that came from.
Is it the idea that, like, hey, birds do it, bees do it, even educated fleas do it, let's fall in love, which are the lyrics to that song. And it's two separate things.
You know, I don't know. It's about, like, pollination and stuff, right?
Do bees have sex, though?
No, they're having sex with a... Sure, absolutely.
I'm just saying, like, we don't make love the way bees make love. That's a weird metaphor for humans.
Is it?
All right. Sell me on it.
Ooh, baby, yeah. Can I pick you up at 5? Ooh, do you mind if you buzz back with me into my hive? Oh, I want you to get you to do it while we get watched by hundreds in my colony. Buzz, 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 baby, with me. Buzz, 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 baby, with me. Oh, we're gonna stick and sting for hundreds of other bees to see.
Buzz, 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 buzz. No, I can't leave you alone. And I've been waiting for this day since I came into the world, working every day as a drone.
Drone, drone, drone.
And you know I feel alive in your hive. You make me feel so seen. And even though everybody's watching me, I'm gonna treat you like a queen. Buzz, 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 buzz. And if someone tried to hurt you, I would sting them until I was dead, and that's a fact, you see.
Buzz, 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 buzz,
baby, won't you be?
Relating to what happens to bees after they have sex. Buzz, 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 bee with me.
And then die a little bit.
Buzz, 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 bee with me.
You're gonna sting and you won't quit.
Buzz, buzz, buzz. Love how we live all jam-packed into this hexagon honeycomb.
Oh, this honey?
Oh, this well, honey? Oh, this our, honey? Oh, I'm this? Sorry, that's my our barf. Oh, I'm sorry, that's my barf. Let me get that off the couch for you, baby.
Get some royal honey in here. Set the mood just right. And we're going to take a little break. We'll be right back after this, but don't go nowhere. Be with us, you know?
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery
starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Welcome back to our friendly group of friends. We have tea and we have hats. You can stay here till the end.
Oh, hi, you're here and we're happy that you are. Would you like any of my beets? I keep them in a jar.
When I say hats, what I actually mean is beets. We have lots of jars of beets. They're our spicy little treats.
You can roast them, you can peel them, you can pickle them in the jar. And I like the pickled ones because I like them best by far. Do you ever want to just have a sip of vinegar? You should try it, you should try it for sure.
Have a sip of vinegar.
Ha!
Have a sip of vinegar. You will like it in this jar.
Have a sip of vinegar. I like the apple cider one. To sip on it is just the best. If you only have balsamic, I'll put that to the test. That will be so very zesty, it might even sting your cords. Maybe just do sherry or white wine, or hey, of course, you could take a sip of it.
What's that?
Oh, God.
Have a sip of vinegar. Have a sip of find me, Brett, find me up here, Brett, find me, Brett, find me, Brett,
vinegar. Cool. This is good, right?
Well, you know what? The wonderful thing about this
tiggers?
Podcast is?
Yep.
Well, their tops are made of rubber and their bottoms are made out of springs. They're bouncy, 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 fun, 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 fun. That is the wonderful thing about Tiggers. the wonderful thing about this is if they hate it, they'll let us know. Someone will say.
Someone will. Oh, I thought we were going to see.
We're going to see a baby?
No, we're just seeing a...
What's in the cup?
Scott was in the cup.
Scott was in the cup.
God, it's Brett, you're right. It's a lot more pressure when they're asking you. Like, I know it's in here.
Be easy.
Well, then just say it.
It's a homemade espresso cappuccino.
Great.
All right.
What shape is the cup?
What color is the cup?
That's a harder one. It's cup shape. Is this a geometric? It's orange.
She told you shapes are hard. What shape is the cup? It's orange.
Okay. On the count of three.
20 questions.
Nope.
Okay.
On the count of three, okay. I want you to tell me what color you see this shape in. Okay? The shape is...
Oh, okay.
The shape. Don't look at his shape poster.
We have to clear my brain.
Clear the shape poster.
I'm closing my
maybe
eyes.
Maybe even close your eyes. Okay. Because I...
Listeners at home...
Oh, a curtain was pulled. You can play this.
You can do this too. Don't get it wrong.
Don't get it wrong. You have to pause the podcast for 10 seconds if you get it wrong. Okay. Okay.
We have to... Okay, hold on. If you get it wrong, you have to podcast for 10 seconds and you have to say out loud, oh boy, I got that one wrong. And that's okay. And then forgive yourself and then say, and I forgive myself.
And then come back.
Okay.
The shape is a triangle. Three, two, one. Green. Yellow.
Orange.
Yellow.
Yellow.
Did you say yellow too, Brett?
I did.
Okay. So Brett, Dana, and I all said yellow.
But who got it right?
Well,
because I said green.
I said orange.
Okay, orange is wrong.
Orange is wrong. Orange Scott, you have to pause the podcast.
For sure.
I think green might be wrong too. I'll pause the podcast for 10 sec. You guys go ahead.
Wait, isn't that crazy that three of us saw a triangle as yellow?
It's weird.
That is weird.
I don't know if I would say
mind freak.
Out of the listen, I said what color is the shape, and there were five of us, and of the primary colors in the world.
Okay, you could say any color. No one said it needed to be primary. And Mr. Two of you chose secondary colors. Okay.
Is it cool? Yes. Is it crazy?
I think it's kind of crazy. Okay.
This is kind of crazy.
Yeah,
I did feel a connection with it.
But yeah,
vibe. I felt extremely other.
I just
want to
know
we
which of
it.
Us are those people who see in colors, see numbers in colors, numbers and letters as colors, right? Isn't that a thing?
Oh yeah, like
synesthesia.
Well, that's with music.
Okay, that's with music, and that's what this podcast is about.
I
know you thought this
shapes.
Was an improvised shape podcast.
I mean, at least we have a theme for this. Like, this one's the shape. This is the shapes episode.
Color and the shape is a Foo Fighters album, I believe.
Oh.
What do you think they're fighting about?
Foo.
What does that mean?
They're fighting about and over foo. They're like, wait a second. I thought this was my foo.
I want the foo.
I want the foo. And you know, winners want the ball.
I'll die for this foo.
And I... You have to fight for your right to foo. Wow, none of the musicians thought that there was any area here.
Are you kidding me, you guys? Play the song.
They both were like, never mind. And Dana's like, I can't go until... Okay, thank you. Thank goodness we got it. Just a little foo. Just a little foo that I had. One day the foo was gone and I was feeling sad. I looked left and I looked right, up and down and all of my sight. And I didn't see it, so it's time to fight. 'Cause you got
to learn to fly, because someone took my foo from me and they hid it up inside the sky. So I will go, 'cause there's nowhere I would not go, and that is what I'm telling you. I'm 100% prepared to fight for my right and also for this foo.
You gotta fight for your foo. Do you have my foo? You have to tell me if it's true, 'cause I'll be forced to fight you for my foo.
I would punch anew for my foo.
Would you? What would you do?
I would hold my breath till I'm blue for my foo.
Oh, would you? What else would you do? I would fly to there and back to Timbuktu for my foo.
What else would you do?
I would jump in the sack of a kangaroo for my foo.
For your foo? Well, I would drink a whole bottle of glue for my foo.
Would you?
Bunch of glue till I spew for my food.
Oh, would you? Oh, what would you do? I would take your glue, spew, turn it into a stew for my food.
Ew.
Ew. But I do for my food.
Okay.
If you don't know what the foo is to you, pause for 10 seconds. Come back when you have your foo.
After you do, you say I messed up on the foo thing. I forgive myself for the foo. And now I come back to the podcast 10 seconds later.
Food. Oh, bless two. Oh, bless you. Oh, bless you.
One
my
plus
food.
One equals. Oh, food.
Food.
I get it. I get why they're fighting.
Yeah, now it makes sense.
For all that stuff? Oh, we hurt, Scott.
I really just...
My face hurts. My face hurts. You made me laugh too much. And that also sounded like the best B-52 song that should have existed.
Whoa, high praise. I was straight up cribbing all the lyrics from I'd Do Anything from Oliver. I'd do anything. Oh, would you pay...
Anything. Oh, wait. Hold on. Would you climb... Oh, go to Timbuktu. That's one of them.
Catch a kangaroo.
And mine too, about eating a bunch of glue and throwing up.
Well, no, they do say blue. Paint your face bright blue.
Anything.
Would you lace my shoe?
And once again, anything. This proves to be a podcast about Oliver.
About how I was Oliver. You're welcome. I was Oliver in fifth grade. It was my mom's favorite performance of mine.
Still to this day?
Uh-oh. Still to this day, 25 years later. Just when you sang Where Is Love, Dana. There wasn't a dry eye in the house.
I'm not talking to Dana. I'm talking to Dana McKenna now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, my house name is also Dana.
Dana. Your daughter has done many wonderful things since Oliver.
They weren't as good as Oliver. There wasn't a dry eye in the house when she sang Where Is Love.
I mean, does it come from Skies Above? What a beautiful song.
Do you know, it probably, you know, it's up there. It's up there, that Oliver performance.
All right. Yeah. It's allowed to be up there.
I'm chasing it.
We're all chasing.
Yeah. What are you chasing? What was your best? What was your, yeah, baby. That's right. I'm coming out for flowers to see my parents, but other parents are saying good job.
Oh, dang.
Do you know that vibe?
Yeah.
Do you know that vibe where like your parents and aunts and uncles have to say good job, but you're getting stopped by a different parent who said, you know what? That was a really good job.
Yeah.
And if you didn't have that experience, I'm giving it to you right now. Hey, great job.
Oh,
I'm
thanks.
Kelly's mom, and I just wanted to say you did really well out there.
Honestly,
Kelly was really excited to be in the play, and I just wanted to let you know that you did really good in the play.
Thank you. You should tell her that too.
I did.
She sees this interaction right now.
No. I sent Kelly a backstage-agram, and I have flowers right here, and we're all gonna go get ice cream. But I wanted to say to you, good job in the play.
It felt good. It's Hello Dolly, and it really sort of clicked for me.
Do you know what?
My voice hasn't dropped yet, so I'm singing everything an octave up.
And do you know what, Zach? I wanted to tell you that what I liked best about you in this play,
mm-hmm. Hello Dolly.
Hello Dolly.
The musical. With songs such as
Hello Dolly.
Hello Dolly. Yeah.
I wanted to say, you looked at home up there in a way that a lot of middle school boys wouldn't. And you looked really at home up there.
Thank you. It felt natural. I'm going to pursue it.
Hang on
it.
One second.
I'm going to pursue
Kelly?
It.
Kelly, your Aunt Pam's going to bring the car around. Kelly, she's going to bring the car around, okay?
Sorry, I forgot Kelly's mom can't drive anymore. Sad, and I'm not going to get into it. Oh, hi, you're still here. Sorry. It's vision. You know, it goes and sometimes you don't know when it's going to go.
Yes, I've lost my vision, but I can still see that you looked really...
You can watch a play and still not legally be allowed to drive.
Yep.
Thank you so much. When I got to sing Sunday Clothes, it felt really good. The first note was very high.
You hit it, though.
And I did, and I won't be able to next year. But this year, I'm happy that I could.
Well, great job. I'm sorry, are you Zach's parents?
What's that?
I just wanted to say, I'm Kelly's mom, but I wanted to say.
Kelly's mom, we heard about the acid in your eyes. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry what happened. That's such a crazy thing.
It is. And thank you for bringing it up so delicately and sensitively here outside of our children's performance.
It's just been the talk of the town. And you.
Do you know, I know that, but it still feels strange to have.
And honestly, let us apologize right now for bringing it up. It was a little tactless of us, but
your son was great in the play. Bye.
Thank you. Bye. Kelly was great too. She did the fun cartwheel as the waiter. Man, what a minefield having children must be.
Oh, do you know? Wow. I loved talking to parents as a child, though.
Oh, same. They were without fail very nice. I got
smash
off lucky.
That button on this Instagram poll right now. Talking to your friend's parents. Ba da ba ba ba. I'm loving it. Or dun 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 dun. I'm shoving it.
What just happened? Smash the button on the Instagram poll. Okay. Okay. I've now caught up. It took me a second. It had to go through a filter.
Just imagining an Instagram poll.
No, it's okay. Sean Matthews is going to make it. Here's the button. Da 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 da. I'm loving it.
No. Ba da ba ba ba. I'm loving it.
Da 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 da. I'm shoving it. Re talking to your friend's parents.
Earlier in the pandemic, I wrote a whole song about this for Epic that maybe we'll see the light of day at some point.
Oh, yeah. Epic has been working. Epic has a couple songs that are written but not composed yet.
Oh, my gosh.
You'll
okay.
probably get them in
I
some.
Need to just All know. Right.
Yeah, what do you need to do?
I need to know anything about how we should go ahead and land this sweet baby of a...
Here's the thing about planes. They're coming down one way or another. Sometimes they land gently. Oh, no. Sometimes Sully puts it in the river and we all cheer for him. It's great either way.
Yeah.
The plane's coming down.
I just wanted to say that I feel like we're nearing the end of this episode and I just wanted to be clear about how this has been a wild, wild ride. And I do hope that our sweet listeners enjoy hearing us be
insane.
Insane, yeah.
This is, again, being recorded immediately after.
Do you know? Yeah.
Time Fountain. And if you've listened to the recent Time Fountain, you will sort of understand maybe why this energy has bled over here. I think we're also just like so excited to have Dana back.
Yeah, there's just a lot of buzzing.
You know what I would like
buzzing,
to do?
As they say on Love Island.
Yeah, meaning...
I'm excited.
Drunk...
That means that's when they are excited and maybe have a crush on someone. I'm buzzing.
Isn't that fun how different places use different words to mean different things?
And they're gutted when something goes bad.
I would be gutted if we didn't really utilize Dana to her fullest for this last song.
Yeah, let's
of
get
this episode. By the way, this is just like, it is a small technical miracle that Brett and Dana have been able to figure out how to play together. So hopefully we'll have her back soon, maybe even all the time, but also her time is valuable. So don't be mean to her if she's not here all the time, but also come back all the time. So let's do, Dana will play drums.
You got all those settings.
Take us through a little settings tour, Dana.
Let's see.
Last song will be called Drum Odyssey, a journey into drums.
Okay.
It can start by you just playing around, Dana. You don't have to feel.
And it might have pauses in the middle of it while Dana touches buttons and changes the drum.
Okay, I'll start from the beginning, which is arena.
Arena.
I take you to arena.
This is an arena.
And that was arena.
That was arena. Hold on, maybe I'll take you guys to space.
Okay, I've got a great one for this one.
Great, you got this.
Okay, space. Or is this Dyna Phaser, technically, but it is space.
Okay. I'm in the space! space.
Good. That was
good. Good, 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 good. Okay.
That's a good one.
Great. There's that. Okay, hold on. What the? Ooh, this one's called.
Did you see what I did?
Dirty.
Okay, I got this.
Oh,
I got this.
Dirty.
I got this one.
Get the beads on the floor. Here we go.
I'm in the dirty!
Take notes, improv students. That's called pattern.
Wow. Dirty. Dirty.
That's good. I
love
that
dirty. Love that one. This next one, we're going to do a full song on. I'm calling.
No matter what it is.
No matter what it is.
This one's called Flanger.
Flanger. Perfect.
Okay. Okay.
Do you hear the slight echo? The effect that follows the drums? Well, friends, that's called a flanger. About as flanger as they come. But a flanger can be anything. A flanger is whatever you dream. And so when I'm on the street, let me tell you a little something about what I think a flanger means. When you stop your bike in traffic, well, that's a flanger.
When you witness something tragic, that's a flanger. But above all these things, what is a flanger to me? A flanger is a tiny shape that I can put in my pocket. I pull out my flanger. He's a tiny hexagon.
I put him in a cup, and now the hexagon is gone, and that's a flanger. Oh, that's a flanger. Oh, that's a flanger. That's a flanger.
Greetings, citizens, it's me, the flanger, the tiny green hexagon. If you heard the word hexagon and pictured a different color, then you're wrong.
I'm going to have to stop you, alien, because now I'm feeling danger. And I always remember what my parents taught me, which is not to talk to flangers.
Oh dear.
And that's a flanger. Oh, that's a flanger.
I'll see myself out.
Another flanger. Another flanger. My favorite character from The Simpsons, a show I know a lot about, is the church-going man whose name is Ned Flanders, and that there is no doubt.
He says, oh, hidely doodly, neighbor, it's me, Ned Flanger. You borrowed my shovel and you didn't give it back.
Another flanger.
Oh.
Another flanger.
Oh.
A fla la 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 la.
That's a flanger. Oh. Another flanger. Oh.
Another flanger.
Oh.
Your mom is a flanger. Your dad is a flanger. Your shirt is a flanger. Your car is a flanger.
Your foo is a flanger. Your flanger's a foo. Oh, what do you do?
Ooh, bees are a flanger. And birds are a flanger. And bees are a flanger.
And bees are a flanger. And beets are a flanger. And jars are a flanger.
And stop for 10 seconds and reflect on a flanger. Cause that's a flanger.
Oh, oh, that's a flanger.
Another flanger. that's another episode of Off-Book the Improvised Musical.
Is a flanger of an episode. Give it up for Scott Passarello, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings. Give it up for Brett Morris, that feeling when the chord hits. Give it up for Dana Wickens on the Stickens. Give it up for yourselves. I hope that if you took a pause in that episode, you forgave yourself. And I hope that you are having a great day.
If you enjoy all this chaos, if you want to support the show, we would love to have you mosey on over, flanger yourself over to offbookclubhouse.com, where you can subscribe at our $5 or $10 tier and get lots of bonus content. Most of all, you're supporting the show, you're making it happen, and from the bottom of our heart, we thank you. We'd love to get some more members. Come on over.
Come on over.
We'd love to have you.
And guess what? We did run out of time to find out what sound the wooden frog makes, but I will tell you that the sound it makes is a flanger. So,
it
one
is a
day,
flanger. What is that? Who can say?
Who can say?
We'll get to it.
And as we say at the end of every episode of Off Book,
if the red lights are flashing and you think there might be danger,
then you should be swish-swashing and getting ready for your flanger.
There it is. Bye.
Bye.